Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock has been committed to our buyers and sellers for over 35 years. At our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 17th, 8 a.m. Central Time, just before that Superior Sunrise at 7:30. We'll be offering 20,175 head this week. If you want to check out the catalog, you can go to superiorlivestock.com. For questions, call them 800-422-2117. Again, to check out this week's catalog, go to superiorlivestock.com.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, we saw the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate, the WASDE report, and the latest crop production reports released on Friday. USDA NASA's Troy Marshall updates us on this month's report.
Well, in October, for our report, when we look at this, is it's a big, just a update to production and our yields when we come out. So we don't see a whole lot of revisions to acres. So the main focus is looking at those yields in production. And I'll kind of start with Oklahoma. One of the things that we saw in the Oklahoma report today is mostly kind of seeing what we've already been hearing and what we've already been seeing come across a lot of the news media. Conditions have deteriorated. So producers, as of October 1st, started seeing some of those things on their farms and reporting that through their yields that they reported to us. And, you know, some of those examples, you know, we start looking at, you know, one of the big things that we talked about last month was cotton. We saw a decrease in the cotton yield this month, looking about a 17% decrease just on yield and overall production. So that yield was lowered to 442 pounds per acre. So when we looked at that, like I said, it's about a 17% reduction in production, overall production. Corn, again, we're getting closer to wrapping up that harvest, but in Oklahoma, as of October 1st, we did see a decrease in that yield. So went from 139 bushels down to 136 bushels to acre, which caused about a 2.2% decrease in the overall production of corn.
Once again, that's USDA NASA's Troy Marshall. Take a look at the latest WASDE report. I had the opportunity to visit with Lindsay Such at Allendale, who went over this month's wheat production for the WASDE.
Wheat actually did give us a little bit of some excitement on this report. We know that we're working with a reduction of supply for this wheat stock. We have higher domestic use, and we saw lower ending stocks today. So production was reduced by 11 million bushels to now 1.97 billion bushels, while imports were actually increased by 10 billion bushels. And this was due to really strong early season activity. But I would say what was a little more interesting was on the world side for wheat. USDA's outlook does show lower supplies and lower consumption. Global wheat production is expected to be down due to lower production in the EU. Russia, we have India and Brazil in there as well. This is offset, though, by Ukraine's higher production and Russia's large beginning stocks.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Lindsay Such, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.